Halloween weekend in Pittsburgh and the entertainment options are truly terrifying. We'll break it down for you on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. It's Social Club for the weekend of Friday, October 30th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson here with Rachel Carlson as we count down to the most important holiday of the year, the moment we've all been waiting for, which is, of course, All Saints Day coming up on November 1st. Rachel, how are you going to spend your Sunday, your All Hallows Day?
Well, sugar skulls are really popular these days, so maybe I'll go.
Is it the same as Day of the Dead is
sugar skulls?
November 1st as well?
Day of the Dead is November 1st.
Okay.
Yes, and sugar skulls are associated with Day of the Dead.
Right.
November 1st, and they're very hip right now.
Definitely.
I see them at Target, which means they're hip.
So keep the party going on Sunday and go to church. I suppose you should
maybe
do that too.
I would assume.
Yeah. Well, what are your weekend plans?
Obviously, there is a lot going on. It's crazy because, and I know I always have to say, disclaimer, that people that complain that there's nothing going on in Pittsburgh, I want to slap them in the face gently.
That's harsh.
Gently. Just like a love tap, like a little love tap.
What if they like it, though?
Oh, gosh.
What about that?
Then I would run away. Okay. But there is so much going on. It's insane. Spookily, scarily.
Spookily insane.
Spookily, scarily, okay. Terrifyingly insane.
All right. I'm ready to be terrified with entertainment. Hit me.
So it looks like the zoo has hopped on the 21-plus train.
It's about time, I
know.
I'd say, yeah.
Everyone else in Pittsburgh's doing it. Why not the zoo? So the zoo is having their Chills, Thrills, and Gills party.
Okay, I see.
Wait for it. On Friday. And it's at 8 p.m. And they are partnering with the Scare House, which is obviously one of the awesome haunted houses in the area.
Obviously. And nearby the zoo, I believe.
They actually have parking is where the zoo's at, and they pick you up and take you over to that terrifying, terrifying place, which I'm not a haunted house
which
person.
Which is the zoo? No.
Yeah, so terrifying. The hills are terrifying, but
this
not
is true.
The zoo.
Yeah.
I cannot do haunted houses. It's terrifying. Terrifies me. And you know the Scare House has that basement?
Yes. Yes.
We design away your life.
Well, I watched your segment on KDKA from last week in which they showed this, like, the 4-second loop of scary things happening in the Scare House. And I'm still a little bit shaken by that. That's a little much.
It's terrifying.
This is more than I want to take on, I think.
I think Trundle Manor is more our speed.
Okay. What's that?
On PTL.
Is that just like put your hand in the bowl of spaghetti, kind of,
you know,
peeled
watch
grapes?
Pittsburgh Today Live, Josh.
That's
what I mentioned.
You
were terrified by
my
face.
I was so traumatized by, well, that too. Why? Was something wrong with your face?
I mean, I was sick, so.
They say the camera adds at least 3 days of decomposition.
It's right? Probably something it's like very that? True. Yeah. Yes. No, the talented gal, Jamie at Powder Room did my makeup and it was amazing. But yes, back to Scare House is terrifying, and the basement, they, like, can touch
you. They, like, grab you, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
and you sign your life away. And they say, I was reading through all the disclaimers, and if you're pregnant, you shouldn't go in. If you have any heart conditions, you shouldn't go in.
Do you think there's a real risk, or is that just part of the
hype? I think
there's
a real risk.
Yeah? I mean, I'm sure they don't want to get sued, but I mean, how realistic is that? Do you think they gain a marketing value that's greater than the potential loss they'd be offsetting by disclaiming that? Do you know what I mean?
I would agree with you in your marketing mindset.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with you, but I do think it's probably terrifying.
No doubt.
My one girlfriend won't even come to my Halloween party because she thinks things are going to be scary. And I'm like, I wouldn't allow people to touch you, like the basement or anything.
But are you going to be in zombie makeup?
I may be in zombie makeup. Thrills, Chills, and Gills.
Thrills, Chills, and Gills. Hey, can I just make a suggestion? The National Aviary, if you guys are listening. Thrills, Chills, and Bills.
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
They have animals with bills. Ducks.
Yeah.
What birds have bills, Rachel? Let's get into it.
Oh, my gosh. Ducks.
Let's do an all-ornithology social club.
Mm-mm.
They have ducks at the aviary.
Yeah, they have little in a little window in the front. The last time I went, which was, oh gosh, in the summer, they had little ducklings that had just hatched, which Aww. Were fuzzy and adorable. Penguins have beaks, right?
I'm not sure the difference between a bill and a beak. I think it's the shape, right?
I think Donald Duck.
Anyway, Halloween 2016, yes. Thrills, Chills, and Gills. Bills.
So check it out. This at the zoo involves the RIP admission. I love this, not VIP, RIP for the Scare House. And then you get to obviously enjoy the zoo. And they're going to have it in the aquarium, obviously. That's why the gills. And the aquarium is pretty awesome. They're going to have a DJ and lots of fun costumes.
Please tell me they're putting costumes on the animals. Please?
They're putting the tux on the penguin. Get it?
All right.
So it's going to be a good time. And then also on Friday, so you know we have, I think I've talked about this before, but we have Ghosts in at Paranormal Adventures. Remember I talked about this?
Vaguely, yeah.
So they're a local organization that are paranormal activists. I don't know what your title would be, right. But okay. They... fight the paranormal.
Investigators.
Investigate. I wouldn't say fight. I think
Ghostbusters.
They welcome.
Are they Ghostbusters?
We have a Steel City Ghostbusters too, Josh.
That's a different thing?
We have Steel City Ghostbusters.
This is a booming industry in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. And I love it all. So the paranormal, Ghosts in at Paranormal Adventures are going to be at the Carnegie Library. So you got that. Special disclaimer, the... exit is closed off 279, so make sure you go back road. And you can stop at the New Bacon, too, which is delicious. Their burger is so good. P.S. So anyway, Carnegie Library in Carnegie, PA is going to have Ghost Net on Friday. And you'll be able to hang out and hear real ghost stories, talk about all of the things they've captured on film, and I'm sure ask them all of your burning ghost questions, which sounds so much fun. And then also on Friday, we are celebrating. This is actually, I'll probably talk about this place more towards the holidays as well, but Wild Card in Lawrenceville. Have you been there?
Of course, yeah.
Such a cool store. So they're celebrating 6 years, which is hard to believe. And they're going to be having a Halloween party for 6 years on Friday. So
they're going to have a party for 6 years? That's going to be exhausting.
I know. You need a party for anything. Come on.
No, I mean, never mind.
Anything
for a yuck.
You know what? It's
carry on. I'll
the
just
magic
be,
of radio, I'll but we're here. Taping earlier in the week than we normally do. And it might throw me off a little bit.
Right.
So Wild Card, pretty cool place. And they're going to be having different kind of cake cookies, which I'm always in for cake. And you'll be able to get a 10% discount. They're going to have a costume contest, raffle some Wild Card goodies, which I'm into. And obviously it's a free event. So if you don't want to spend any cash, it's cool to hang out down there on Friday and then maybe save your cash for drinks later on.
Sounds good.
On Saturday, or excuse me, you know what? Let me stick on Friday because I want to talk about Whiskey Fest.
Oh, so let's this talk is about it.
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess it's Halloween in the sense where the theme this year is 1920s.
Okay.
Which is always a great theme to dress up in.
Sure.
And Whiskey Fest is probably one of the most fun parties I've been to in Pittsburgh. It is ridiculous the amount of alcohol that is in this room.
As you might imagine.
Yes. But obviously whiskey is the main focus.
Right.
And whiskey is delicious.
This is established scientific fact.
But they also have different liquors. So if you're not a whiskey person, this Whiskey Fest is still friendly in terms of they have honestly every kind of liquor and alcoholic beverage you could think of. I tried a Fruit Loop alcohol or booze there one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this something that like college sophomores drink?
Well, it's probably too expensive. So anyway, Friday at the Rivers Casino from 6 to 9. Tickets are a little steep, but honestly, it's a really good event and I would say get your money's worth. And then if you at 9 p.m. and you're at the Rivers Casino, you might just gamble all your money away anyway. So maybe make a beeline out of there by the time you're done. And then on Saturday, we have, this is obviously the All Hallows Eve on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I love the abbreviation, the Gap Halloween 2015 edition. Gap is Grown Ass People Party.
I like it. Okay.
And they're an organization that throws parties in Pittsburgh. And they're going to be doing this one at James Street. And pretty much it's a costume party where you get to enjoy music and fun. And they have a cool downstairs area at James Street, which is a lot of times jazz down in the basement, jazz club. But they'll have a DJ and obviously this costume contest. They're going to be doing a lot of different, they say, scary things. So definitely dress to impress. And James Street has a really great selection of beers on tap, local beers and great cocktail selection too. So you can hang out at James Street on Saturday.
Hey, speaking of beers.
Speaking of beers.
We have a small correction to make to last week's episode.
Oops.
So not a correction so much as a clarification. From the way we were talking, and I went back and listened to it, and I don't think we actually say the Wiggle Whiskey homebrew contest was last weekend. I think we said it's like coming up. Well, it's coming up this weekend.
Yes.
So
I got
to be clear,
so excited.
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday. I got so excited that I just saw that and
it's exciting.
Yes, very exciting. So Beer Week was going on. Actually, they cheated because it was going on for, I think, 8 days.
Hence the confusion, I think.
Yes. But Wiggle Whiskey still celebrating Beer Week through the weekend. And so on Friday the 30th, they're having the Alternative Whiskey Fest, which is obviously if you don't want to pay the $100-some for whiskey at the Rivers Casino, you can pay a lot less and hang out at Wiggle Whiskey.
Yeah,
and get, obviously, Wiggle Whiskey. And they're going to be doing a lot of different samplings from all of their different lines with their gin and their Landlocked Honey. So you can head there. And then on Sunday is the Homebrewers Competition, which Josh is excited about.
Sunday.
He's going to
My justice will be swift and merciless.
Oh. Are you going to?
As I judge the beers.
Mm-mm. Are you going to have a sugar skull painted on your face too?
Oh, that's a great idea.
For Day of the Dead?
Yeah. I'm gonna have a handful of sugar skulls. I'm just going to use them as palate cleansers in between each.
I think those are sugar cubes.
Whatever.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited. Yes. I've never judged anything before, you know, in any formal capacity. Like, I sit around and judge people all the time.
I was just going to say, come on.
Right. No, I've never been asked to render judgment.
So I'm
just to be clear, unqualified to judge people's beer.
No.
But I like beer, so I'll drink it and talk about it.
My tips would be don't spit anything out.
Okay. All right.
Don't make any weird faces.
Wait, so I have to swallow everything I taste?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how many entries are on the agenda.
Maybe start slow. You have to pace yourself.
Fair enough. Okay.
So do some sips. And then I would say if you really like something, you're okay to finish it.
Okay.
But your judgy face has to be saved for the end or in the confines of your house because you don't want to offend anyone. I'm sure it's all going to be delicious, though. We have some awesome homebrewers. Just don't enter your own, right?
Definitely not.
Mm-mm. Oh, we have some awesome homebrewers, and this will be at the Barrel House on the north side, and I think it's going to be a fun time, and hopefully you won't be too hungover from all your Halloween festivities. There is a lot going on. It's pretty crazy. I think just to round things out, just for a creepy artistic side of things, Prime Stage Theater is presenting The Crucible, which is a great Halloween play. Have you seen The Crucible or read it?
Of course, I've taught The Crucible, yeah.
Okay.
The classic of American literature.
I was in The Crucible. I don't want to...
Oh, really?
You know, brag a little bit. I was Mary Warren, the crazy girl that was, like, warning everybody.
Like the head crazy girl.
She was... Well, no, Abigail was the head crazy
girl. Oh, that's right,
right. Yeah. Didn't you teach this, Josh? Come on.
I didn't say I paid attention.
You taught it, but you were on autopilot.
I made undergraduates read it and then forced them to talk about it.
And then you were like, Spark Notes...
Yeah, pretty much. That is the secret to teaching.
That's the secret
they won't tell
to
you
writing
that,
papers,
but
too.
It's true.
Yeah. Crucible's such a good Halloween show to watch, and this is at the New Hazlet, which the New Hazlet is a It's not a theater in the round, but it is the three-sided stage, which I'm blanking on the actual...
Like that is a thrust stage.
Thrust, yes. Yes. Oh, you're so good, Josh. Thrust stage, which is a really cool way to see a play because it's all three sides. You can hang out in and watch the action go down, which is how we did the Crucible back in high school, too.
Nice.
A thrust stage. So, very cool to see the Crucible and celebrate all of your hellishly good activities. It's a nice rounded out
very good
affair.
Rachel, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you too.
On the House is a series that looks at what goes on behind the scenes in restaurants and bars. The stories cover everything from butchering a whole pig to kitchen staff wages to the music diners hear during their meals. Whether you're an avid diner, a server, or just curious about the industry, On the House will take you inside the workings of the restaurant business. You can find On the House as a podcast in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
In a data-driven economy, cyborgs are cash cows.
What's most new about the economy is the way data is used so intensely by so many companies, and that has seemed to correlate with this rising economic inequality.
Cyborgs, labor, and big data. This week's Nanograms at nanograms.org.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.